yesterday when I was scrolling through that damn fascist book, I came across several people talking about, I support Donald J. Trump. Trump is the man, blah, blah. I was wondering, what in the hell are all these people talking about? Well, it turns out that Trump was indicted on a whole bunch of damn bullshit charges and all. And the left side of the Uniparty is trying to prosecute. And just like with all these federal charges and everything, or any even local police and that kind of thing, they try to just pile on charge after charge after charge after charge and list a whole bunch of bullshit charges so that they have a pressure point to get a plea deal. You know, we'll drop this charge and that charge and we'll drop all these charges and we'll finally get down to this little charge here, pay a fine and go down the road. But what they're really trying to do is just stomp out competition. But it's the MAGA forever people that tend to forget that Donald Trump is the warp speed man. He's the one that made it a DOD program, put old Gustav in there. And he's the one that went along with the lockdowns, went along with the travel bans, went along with social distancing, went along with the bullshit about vaccines are going to get us out of this. And he still claims to be the father of the vaccine. We know it, you know, safe and effective, and it'll stop transmission, and all that was a lie. And yet he went along with it. And now the people that are supporting him are excusing that away. They ignore that, or they say he was under pressure, or some other kind of excuse to let him off the hook, when it was him that warp speeded it. The buck stops with him. And ultimately, it's going to kill millions and millions of people. I argue that Joe Biden ought to be in jail. Donald J. Trump ought to be in jail. They're both war criminals. The war on us. Things he did in Syria. Things he did in Iraq. There's so many things. He's a war criminal. Just like Joe Biden, just like Barack Obama, just like George W. Bush, just like Bill Clinton, just like H.W. Bush, just like Ronald Reagan, just like Carter, just like Nixon, Johnson, Kennedy. Just look at them all. But these MAGA people will excuse anything, anything and everything. I don't know, it just... The psychological operation, this left-right paradigm, the only reason these people are supporting the MAGA man is because the stolen election, oh, the election was stolen. Like, hey, both that water's already passed under the bridge. Ain't nothing gonna change with that. I don't give a shit how many court cases you guys bring.
Not as long as we have our imagination.
How much whining and crying you do. How many January 6th you have. You're not gonna change that historical fact that now Biden is president. Yeah. Y'all need to hang it up. If you trust Donald J. Trump, you're a fool. Plain and simple. I don't trust any of them. You know, there's the DeSantis crowd. Look at DeSantis on Ukraine. He's going to continue the war. He has no idea. His foreign policy sucks. You don't know much about his domestic policies. You get a hint of it in Florida. But, yeah, he was pretty good on, pretty good late on the Rona lockdowns and everything. But you look at some of his other policies and they're not that good. These politicians, they don't give a shit. So, you know, Biden, Trump, you know, you might benefit a little bit off of one and not the other and vice versa and all. But the point is, these fools have no right to rule over you unless you consent. And guess what? Voting is consent. So if you vote, you have no right to complain because you lost the election and Joe Biden's in, or Joe Biden won the election and Trump won. It doesn't matter. If Trump was the president and you voted for Biden, you had no right to complain because you consented to the win or lose. Sorry about that. I have all the right to complain in the world because I don't believe any of these fools have any kind of authority over me. I don't vote for them. I don't consent to any of this. But you people want to force me to consent to all their idiocracy. It's the people that comply and play this left-right game that are to blame for the bullshit that we've faced today. Now, don't get me wrong here. I used to play the game. I was just as guilty as anybody else on this. I used to vote. I used to campaign and all. Last time I voted, I think, was 2010, maybe. Something like that. And then I was in a... I helped in a campaign against Lindsey Graham, 2012, something like that. And that was for Lee Bright against Lindsey Graham. And when talking to Lee Bright one time, I told him I was an anarchist. I didn't believe in any of this crap. And he asked me why I was here. Well, I was there helping his campaign and all. I said, look, Lee, I said, the way I look at it, this is fertile ground. These are libertarian-leaning people who are questioning government, and I think I can sway some of them over to the idea of freedom, that nobody owns you and the government doesn't, there's no authority there unless you give it to them. And I told him, I said, Lee, I'm going to give you 110%, which I did. But in the end, I'm not even voting for you. And I didn't. Because nobody, not even Lee Bright, because I don't agree with everything. Who represents you? A representative would do what you told them to do. Does your politician, political tick, do what you tell him to do? Does he or she or they, them, represent you in any way, shape, or form? If the answer is no, what are you voting for him for? Would you give a power of attorney to some yahoo to make all the decisions for you? Only common sense. Hell no. So, you MAGA people, y'all need to get your heads on straight. Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.